consideration, but in its creation. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God.
好，我今天早晨呢，我用什么圣经我讲到的时候再读，好不好？
I will share a passage and share a little bit about the passage and then go on to the next passage.
所以我们先读这一次的主题的经文。
So as we're reading the theme of this conference.
这一次主给我的负担是交通加拉太书第六章十五节，保罗告诉弟兄姊妹的一句话。
This time the burden the Lord has given to me is in Galatians 6:15, where Paul says something to the Galatians.
他说要紧的是做新造的人。
That more importantly is to be a new creation.
我们这次交通呢，讲到我们在地上主给我们人生给我们的时间。
We've shared that the Lord has given us time and life on this earth.
是一个机会，像昨天晚上我们弟兄讲到的。
It's an opportunity, just like our dear brother said last night.
神的心意是要我们抓住机会，借着这短暂的时间，得着永远。
God's desire is that we will need to grab onto our opportunity, that in a very short temporary time, we can get a hold of eternity.
但是人对于永远的价值，常常被今生的事物所遮盖或者所蒙蔽。
But many a times we have been hidden or have been covered up in terms of the value of eternity.
我常常想呢，如果主把一个盘子摆在我们面前，一边是时间中的名望、地位、金钱，还有健康，还有爱情，另外一边呢就是永生。我不晓得大家会选哪一个。
Sometimes I think that if the Lord places a plate in front of us, and one half of the plate shows the life, the love, the money, the reputation, our romance,
好的家庭,
all of the good family on one side, and yet eternity on the other side, which one would I choose?
我想我可能会去抓那个，又有好妻子，又有好儿女，又有好名声，又有要钱用就有钱用，这个多好啊。
I think I will grab onto the side where I have a good wife, good children, good reputation, and have all the money I need.
这就是当时加拉太弟兄姊妹遇见的一个考验和一个危机。
This is the testing as well as the crisis the Galatians people were facing.
他们信主的时候，他们是从圣灵入门，他们得着了永远。
They believed in the Lord, they entered through the Holy Spirit, and they received eternity.
但是现在有人把宗教世界的那些名望、地位、做法、前程给他们。
And now people will give them all of the things regarding Christianity, even their reputation, their traditions, and even their piety.
我讲宗教世界。
And even from the Christian world.
Religious world.
The religious world.
弟兄姊妹们，这些东西是看得见的，摸得着的，有果效的。
All these you can see.Touch and have results.
但是另外一面呢，是得着永远。
But on the other hand, you will gain eternity.
所以保罗告诉加拉太弟兄姊妹，受割礼不受割礼，没有什么重要。
So therefore, Paul told the Galatians, neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision.
要紧的是做新造的人，就是你能够拣选那个永远上好的福分。
But that it is the more important to have the new creation that you want to choose, the better one, that better have, the better promise.
我们第一天晚上已经讲到，这个做新造的人，就是你活在基督里。
The first night we already said that as we are in the new creation, we are in Christ.
活在基督里就是我生活、行为、思想、意念，一切都是照着基督的。
In the new creation is everything I do and say is according to Christ.
所以这个活在基督里做新造的人呢，在十六节说，他说他是一把尺来的。
And so to be in Christ in this new creation, this Christ is like a ruler.
他说凡照尺礼而行的，这个礼哈，原来在希腊文叫做 canon.
And this thing is called the canon in which we abide by.
Canon 呢？今天在英语世界里面叫做正典哈。
And this canon, even in English or Chinese,
英语世界和中文把它翻译叫做正典，比如说这本圣经叫做 canon。
Or to say that this Bible is a canon.
今天神不审判我们，但是他将来要用他的话语来审判我们。
Today our God will not judge us, but one day He will use His word to judge us.
他用他的话语来量一量我们，你够不够？
He uses His word to rule and measure whether or not you're up to par.
或者你多出来了。
Or maybe it's too much.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里告诉加拉太弟兄姊妹的，神要量我们，用基督来量我们。
Here God told apostles of Galatians that God is going to use Christ to measure us.
今天我们常常碰到很多问题哈，有的人聚会要这样做，有的人要那样做。我们每个人都坚持自己的做法是最有理由的。
Today in the gathering, people will stress whatever they do is most reasonable.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么来面对这些问题呢？
How can we face these questions?
怎么处理它呢？
How do we take care of them?
这样做那样做都无关紧要。
Doing it this way or that way, it doesn't matter.
要紧的问，你这样做是不是在基督里？
But that the key crucial thing is, if you're doing it, is it in Christ?
如果在基督里，感谢赞美主。
If it is in Christ, we thank and praise the Lord.
如果不在基督里，我们要求主怜悯我们。
If it's outside of Christ, may the Lord have mercy.
或者我们多出来的东西，我们要求主怜悯我们。
Or if we have things that is outside of it, may the Lord have mercy.
主啊，赐我启示，看见真相，好叫我能够甘心情愿把它放下。
Lord, show me the revelation so I can see the true image, so that I'm willing to put down what I should be putting down.
所以我们要进入新造，先要看见基督啊。
If we are to enter into the new creation, we must first see Christ.
好，今天我们讲到，人有很多超然的神秘的经验，不是启示的。
We say a lot of people have very supernatural experiences, and yet these are not revelations.
因为那堕落的天使也会把灵界的事物揭开给我们看。
Because the fallen angel can also open to us things of the spiritual nature.
但是你看见的却是他给你的谎言。
But that what we see is the lie.
那不叫做启示。
That is not revelation.
真正从神来的启示是让你看见他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
The true revelation from God is that we can see His Son Jesus Christ.
你一看见了，你里面就有一把尺了。
Once you see it, then you have this ruler inside.
以前你觉得做的理所当然的，良心很舒坦的，现在我放下了，我再也不敢做了。
In the past, you think that this is pretty good and you feel good in your conscience. But now that you have the revelation, you dare not do it.
以前我不做的，现在我觉得我非做不可。
In the past, I didn't do it, but now I realize I have to do it.
付任何的代价，我也要守住的。
With any price, I will have to hold on to it.
这就是保罗的改变。
This is the change of Paul.
我们知道保罗在犹太教里面，他有很多的坚持的。
In Judaism, Paul insisted on many things.
他不仅坚持，而且他强迫别人要跟他一样。
He not only insisted, but he forced other people to be like him.
凡是不照着他的看法、做法来生活、来敬拜的，他就要逼迫他们。
And anyone who doesn't go along with what he was doing, then he will persecute them.
但是我们读加拉太书，我们看见保罗有何等大的改变。
But reading the book of Galatians, we realize that Paul had a tremendous change.
昨天我们讲到马丁·路德。
Yesterday we talked about Martin Luther.
你知道他没有读圣经以前，
Before he read the scripture,
他完全活在天主教拜偶像的传统里面。
He was living in the tradition of Catholicism.
而且别人认为呢，他是一个虔诚的，不仅是宗教徒，而且他还是一个虔诚的修士。
He was a very, very religious and pious monk.
他许多事情都不像普通的人一样。
A lot of things in him was different from the other normal people.
但是当主把福音的真理向他揭开来的时候，
But once when the Lord opened up to him the light of the gospel,
他再也不去守他以前守的那些规矩。
He no longer held on to his past.
甚至更有意思的，他娶了个修女做妻子。
And very interestingly, he even married a nun.
啊，你看啊，这是何等大的改变，而且必须要何等大的勇气啊！
We can see this is a tremendous change as well as courage.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我没有看见基督，不明白基督的意义，
If you and I have not seen Christ, nor understand the meaning of Christ,
我们光活在宗教的情绪里面，弟兄姊妹，我害怕 你可能浪费你的一生。
If we only live within the feelings or the thoughts of religion, then I'm afraid that you may have run in vain.
A religious emotion.
Or religious emotion.
弟兄姊妹们，你可能啊，可能将来在主面前，主说我不认识你。
Maybe if this is the way we live, the Lord may say, I don't know you.
这是保罗对加拉太弟兄姊妹心里面一个深处沉重的负担。
So this is a very deep burden Paul had to the Galatians.
所以他一开头就讲到他传的福音了，不是别人教导他的，不是人的意思吩咐他的。
So right from the very beginning, he says the gospel that he preaches was not from man.
他乃是神亲自把他的儿子启示给他。
But that God directly revealed Christ to him.
他在这个光中再来读旧约圣经，就不是拉比读出来的圣经了。
With this light, when he read the scripture, was not the kind of scripture that was given by the rabbi.
不是文士、法利赛人解释的圣经了。
Or the scribes and the Pharisees explained.
他摸到了那个活的基督。
He was in touch with the living Christ.
他在基督里面再不受律法的捆绑，他得着完全的自由。
And in Christ, he was no longer restrained under the bondage of the law.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们很多神的儿女们呢，信了主还没有自由，这个也不行，那个也不对。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of us, after we believe, we still don't have the freedom. This is not right. That is not right.
但是该谨守的时候，我们又自由的不得了，那个叫做放纵。
And the things that we hold on to, we feel very free.
请原谅我讲一点。
Forgive me for saying this.
啊，我们中间有从国内出来弟兄姊妹，请大家特别原谅我。
Especially those who are from mainland China, please forgive me.
我去过两次中国。
I went to China twice.
哎呀，我很稀奇那里的人。
I was very amazed at the people.
这个路上明明画了线，但是他不用照线走的。
We see the lines on the road, but people don't walk according to the lines.
啊，我觉得中国大陆的人民呢是最自由的。
And I said, wow, the citizens in China are so free.
他要做什么就可以做什么。
They do whatever they like.
法律对他来讲没什么，一点都不约束他。
It seems that the law doesn't face them at all.
但是另外一面呢，他们又完全没有自由。
But on the other hand, they have totally no
freedom. 没有做人的尊严。
They don't have the dignity of living.
哎呀，这个生活是好，真是矛盾的。
This kind of life is very paradoxical.
我觉得很奇怪，我在那里两个礼拜啊，一出了边界，我就觉得这空气不一样了。
It was so amazing because as soon as I left the territory of mainland China,
我一过了深圳那个罗湖啊，边界，哎呀，香港这里怎么这么舒服啊
？I felt even the air was so much freer and
到了弟兄家里面，倒头就睡，睡了一天一整天呢。
And I went to my brother's house and I slept the whole day.
我用这个来做一个比方。
I use that as an example.
弟兄姊妹，若是你没有启示。
If you do not have revelation,
你认为你可以这样做，可以那样做。
You feel that you can do this.
实际上你是在得罪主。
But actually, we are really wrong.
你是在伤害自己。
We've hurt ourselves.
就像中国大陆的人，什么样都可以自由，在 freeway 上要撒尿就可以撒尿的。
Just like on the freeway in China, they can just urinate anywhere.
我绝对没有轻看的意思。
I don't mean to despise China.
弟兄姊妹，但是一讲到做人的尊严，他一点都没有。
When we talk about human dignity,
在基督里的自由他从来没有尝到过。
They have never tasted the freedom in Christ.
巴不得我们读懂加拉太书。
I hope that we understand the book of Galatians.
我们何等需要跟主说，主，我是瞎眼的。
How we need to tell the Lord that, Lord, we are blind.
我不论我信主多少年，我承认我在许多事情上没有看见。
No matter how many years I have believed, I confess I am blind to many things.
所以今天别人把真理告诉我，我要去跟他打仗。争辩说不是这样的，我们都是这样做的。
Today when people tell me the truth, I still argue with them.
大家都是这样走的。
Everyone's doing it this way.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是你我来判断。
It's not for you and I to judge.
神给我们一个客观的尺。
God has given us a very objective.
你我里面如果得启示，看见了基督，你才有一把尺。
If you and I have the revelation to see Christ, then we have this measuring rod.
你在教会的侍奉，基督徒的生活，你才知道什么是讨神喜悦，什么是讨人的喜悦。
In your service in the church, in your Christian life, you will know what pleases God, what pleases man.
不然我们过了一生呢，将来到主面前去都是空的。
In other words, one day when our life is passed before God, everything will be empty.
我们第一天已经讲到。所有在时间中的事物都是必朽坏的。
We said already that everything in time is corruptible.
都要过去的。
Will pass.
唯有从时间之外来的，你得着了它，你有永远的价值。
only the one who comes from eternity, when we receive him, then your life will have its value.
所以我们求主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
我不晓得照着 你我该知道的，我们真的知道了吗？
I don't know, do we really know what we ought to know?
我承认我不知道。
I confess I don't.
我天天到主面前跟主说，主可同情怜悯我这一个人。
Every day I come before the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy on me.
我过去是瞎眼的，今天我仍然需要你开我的眼睛。
In the past I was blind, today I still have to open my eyes.
让我能够看见。那么我们也讲到、
so、I can see.
保罗告诉弟兄姊妹，进入新造在基督里必须通过十字架。
We also know that as we enter into the creation through Christ, we must go through the cross.
不仅基督为我死，而且我也需要与他同死，这个叫做通过十字架。
Not only Christ died for me, I also need to die in Christ. This is what we mean.
很有意思啊，今天基督徒都认识十字架。
Amazing, we all know about the cross.
但都喜欢别人背十字架，我呢站在旁边给他十字架。
We like to see other people bearing the cross, or we may be giving him a cross.
那是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
好，这就是我们今天基督徒贫穷的一个基本的原因。
This is a basic fundamental why we are poor.
只有基督并他钉十字架，能够解决旧造里面带来一切的拦阻和难处。
Only Christ and His cross can solve all of the problems of the old creation.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但愿你我摸到这把，得着这把钥匙。
May you and I be in touch with this key.
啊，对于人类堕落失败所带来一切的问题和难处。
Concerning all of the problems and questions that the old Christian creation brings.
神只用基督钉十字架就把它一次解决了。
Only God uses Christ and His cross, and He solved it once and for all.
不仅一次，而且是到永远都完全解决了。
Once and for all, He solved it.
现在主把这个救恩交给你和我。
Now God has given to you and I the salvation.
这真的像一把钥匙一样。
It's just like this key.
能够解开所有的问题。
Then solve all of the problems.
一切的答案，问题的难处的答案都在这里面。
All of the answer to all of our problems are here.
当然了，我们要与主同钉十字架。这是一个过程，这是一个经历。
Of course, it is a process and an experience for us to experience His cross.
也唯有经过这个过程、这个经历，你就会更多认识基督。
And only through this process and experience, then we can know more of Christ.
我们感谢神了。
We thank God.
啊，不仅神除去旧造。
Not only God take away the old.
神怎么把新造里面的丰富、荣耀、丰满、能力？让我们今生得着。
How gloriously and abundantly and with a lot of power we can receive it in this life?
那乃是借着圣灵。
That is by the Holy Spirit.
所以今天啊，我觉得灵恩是好的。
Having Pentecostal experience is good.
啊 ，You charismatic
gift，
你得着一点圣灵的恩赐是好的。
It's good to have spiritual gifts.
但是呢，还是圣灵之外的东西。
But these are outside of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵给人的礼物。
These are the gifts.
还不是圣灵自己。
Not the Holy Spirit.
如果你得着圣灵自己，那才是上好的。
If you receive the Holy Spirit,
是不是呢？
Himself, that is the best.
弟兄姊妹们，所以啊，借着基督的十字架，圣灵成为可以住在你我身里面的灵。
So through the cross of Christ.The Holy Spirit can be an indwelling spirit. This is very amazing.
你如果摸到这件事情
，Once you touch this，
你来服侍，你
you serve，
你可能不觉得你有这个能力，不觉得你有这个恩赐。
You may not feel that you have that power or that gift.
但是需要来的时候，它就显出来。
But when the needs come, it will show.
这是非常奇妙的经历。所以你读哥林多前书十二章讲到圣灵恩赐的运用的时候，他说圣灵显在人的身上。
And so when we read 1 Corinthians 12, as we see the manifestations of the gift, it says the Holy Spirit will be expressed among you.
它英文就是 the gift of the Holy Spirit manifested on you.
The gift of the Holy Spirit will be manifested on you.
不是你去求来或者你天天操练你就有这个恩赐。
It's not that you ask and inquire of it every single day.
乃是当你需要的时候你真心的单纯的把自己交给主。主就把这个恩赐借着你显出来。
But at the time of a need, when you're simply giving yourself to Him, He will manifest it on you.
好多年以前，有一个美国弟兄，我们在一起交通了大概有三年的时间。
Many years ago, an American brother had fellowship with us for about 3 years.
他是一个宣教士。
He was a missionary.
在泰国北方的 minority 里面做翻译圣经的工作。
He translated the Bible in one of the minority groups in the northern part of China.
他后来就在那里娶了当地的一个姊妹。
And he married one of the sisters there.
他们两个一起就到美回美国了，他来进修这个语言学。
So they both came back and he did more studies in minority languages.
有一年夏天，他带着他姊妹回娘家，回台北那边去。
One summer, him and his wife went back to Tibet.
他回来跟我讲，他说伯弟兄，我在那里啊，发生很多很奇妙的事情。
He said, Brother Paul, when I was there, I experienced a lot of very interesting things.
我好像变成另外一个人了。
He said, as if I changed into another person.
他说我一回到美国，我就是一个平平常常的弟兄了。
And I come back to the States, I'm just an ordinary brother.
我说什么事情呢？
So I asked him what happened to you.
他说我一到台北，他们说哦，女婿回来了。
So he went back to Tibet and he said, Oh, our in-laws are back.
他是一个爱主的弟兄。
He was a brother that really loved the Lord.
所以他们全村的人啊，疑难杂症都带来请他祷告。
So all of the villagers with all of the different problems went to him for prayer.
他有一个邻居啊，牵着他的牛来说，我的牛生病了，请你为他祷告。
So one of the villagers brought his cow there and said, My cow is sick, please pray for my cow.
还有一个人拉着他去啊，到我家的猪圈呢，我的猪都发瘟了，请你为他祷告。
And another neighbor said, Come to my pig's pen. Some of my pigs are having a temperature. Please pray for them.
因为他们说你是读圣经，你认识主的，你一定要为我们祷告。他只好祷告了。
They said, You read the Bible, you know the Bible, you must know God, so you better pray for us.
他说奇妙的是，他一祷告，牛就好了。
This is amazing. He prayed, the cow got better.
他的祷告跟在美国一样。
He prayed the same way as he was praying.
但是美国没有人有这个信心，没有人有这个需要。
In America, there's no one needing this. Having
我的狗生病了，当然去看 vet 嘛，对不对？何必去祷告呢
？If your dog is sick, you take him to the vet. You don't need to pray.
那么最妙的是
，so amazing.
结果他这个姊妹的一个表姐结了婚好多年，一直不怀孕。
And so his
他也跑来了。
One of the cousins of his wife was barren for many years, and she came to ask him to pray for her.
他说：“你知道我不怀孕了。”这是我做妻子的羞耻。
So she says, "It's my shame not to have children."
请你为我祷告主耶稣。
Please pray to Jesus.
哎呀，这个叫他很为难，但也硬着头皮跟主耶稣讲。
So this friend said, "Oh, this is tough." So he went to Jesus.
结果祷告完了，过一个月，这个姊妹怀孕。
After 1 month, this wife got pregnant.
他说：“伯弟兄，我到那里好像变成另外一个人。”
He said, Brother Paul, I got there and I feel like I'm another person.
所有圣灵的恩赐都在我身上。
I had all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
但是我一回到有境了，我就是一个普通的，就是一听到主耶稣就要流眼泪，因为那爱的眼泪，我就是个普通的弟兄。
And now I come back to Eugene. I'm just an ordinary brother, and I hear about the Lord and I start to cry.
弟兄，我为什么要讲这个呢
？Why am I saying this?
圣灵住在你里面。
The Holy Spirit is dwelling in you.
比圣灵给你一个礼物好得多了。
It's better than the Holy Spirit giving you a gift.
所以今天我们重点是不是那个礼物，是住在里面的圣灵。
So our emphasis is not on the gift, but the Holy Spirit Himself.
今天很多人花很多时间去追求灵恩了，结果把圣灵带来的生命忽略掉了。
A lot of people spend a lot of efforts pursuing after these charismatic gifts, and yet we have neglected the Holy Spirit Himself.
你如果真认识神，要给我们什么？我一定为大家叹息说，主啊，开他的眼睛，让他转过来。
May the Lord really open up our eyes to really see what God has given to us.
我们再不坚持那些东西。
We will no longer insist on outward things.
请原谅我讲，我早期追求主，我得着很多灵恩的经历。
Forgive me for saying in my early days I received a lot of spiritual gifts.
但是当主开我的眼睛，看见圣灵住在我里面，那就是基督的灵在我里面。
But when the Lord opened my eyes to see that the Holy Spirit is in me, and that is the Spirit of Christ dwelling in me.
我跟主说，主啊，你已经把上好的，并且全部的都给了我。
Then I told the Lord, You have given me the very best, and You have given me the entire whole to my life.
我满足了。
I'm satisfied.
我要照着这个理 来生活行为。
I need to live and work in this.
照着这个来追求。
By this I pursue.
很奇妙的，当侍奉有需要。
Amazingly, there's a need.
我不必到台北去写。
I don't need to go to Tibet.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你的生活有难处，你祷告，主就成全。
Today, when you have a need in your life, you pray, and the Lord will bring things to pass.
这是使徒保罗告诉加拉太弟兄姊妹，你们已经得着了这些。你们现在被迷惑，人用爱心牢笼你们，为叫你们失去在基督里的祝福。
And so Paul says, you have already received so much in Christ, and yet you have been deceived and lost the blessing from Christ.
我们知道，我们得以在基督里成为新造，是神的作为，不是人的作为。
We know that we are a new creation in Christ. It's all the work of God, not man.
所以哥林多前书第一章第三十讲，三十节讲了，我们得以在基督里。是神把我们放在基督里。
So that's why in 1 Corinthians 1:30 it says, But by His doing you are in Christ Jesus.
他说我你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
You are His doing, you are in Christ.
就告诉我们说不是人的行为。
Telling us it's not the works of man.
不是人的努力。
Or the efforts of man.
不是人的规条和做法。
Or the rules and regs.
做新造的人要活在基督里。基本的原则就是相信神并他的话语。
To be a new creation living in Christ, basically we need to believe in God and His word.
所以信心这个词啊，在加拉太书里面出现了二十二次。
So the word faith occurred 22 times.
这是非常重要的一个词。
This is a very important term.
信心的原则，它的根据是什么呢？
The basis of faith is what?
乃是神的作为，神的恩典，神的自己。
It's the work, the grace, and God Himself.
所以到了以弗所，保罗那个时候，里面的启示亮光更亮的时候，他说啊，我们得救啊，是本乎恩，也因着信。
So when we come to the book of Ephesians, when Paul's light was even brighter, he says we are saved by grace and
through faith. 弟兄姊妹，所以我们为什么可以用信心呢？因为神把恩典赐给我们。
Why and how we can use faith? And it's because of the grace that He has given to us.
什么是恩典呢？
What is grace?
就是我们要进到基督里面，一切的需要都不需要你自己努力。
Grace is that all of the things that we need in Christ, you don't have to spend any kind of effort.
神在耶稣基督里面付好一切的代价。
God in Christ already had paid all of the prices for you.
我出去服事有些时候，我实在感觉是恩典。
Many times I go to serve, I feel that it's so much grace.
我到一个地方去，弟兄姊妹把我接待在酒店里面。
When I go out, people may have us stay in the hotel.
别人去报道呢都很麻烦，要拿 credit card 啊干什么的。我只要报个名字，把 passport 给他，我就上楼了。
People go there and they have to register with this and that credit card. But for me, I just go there, I give the name of the brother, then I go upstairs.
我要拿 credit card 给他，他说不需要了，不需要了。
I took my credit card and the person at the lobby says, no, it's already paid for.
这个叫做恩典。
This is great.
是不是呢？
Isn't that?
你今天要到基督里面，你说主啊，我戒好烟，我就来信耶稣了。
Today, if you want to be in Christ as the Lord, let me take care of my smoking habit, then I will believe.
主啊，我以后不发脾气了，我就可以信耶稣了。
Lord, let me not lose my temper anymore. I'll
你永远进不去。永远进不去。
It will never happen.
你必须用信心。
You must use faith.
父神已经做好一切了。
God the Father already prepared.
怎么做呢？牺牲他的爱子。
How? By sacrificing.
为我们死在十字架上。
Dying on the cross.
你先用信心接受这个。
By faith, you accept this.
什么叫做信心呢？
What is faith?
信心就是相信。
Faith is believing.
然后呢，接受。
And then you accept.
不仅接受，而且承认。
Not only accept, you also confess.
好，对 ，confess 或者 acknowledge.
You confess or acknowledge.
我肯在人面前承认，这是神给我的，不是我的自己。
In front of men, you confess that this is given to me by God, nothing to do with me.
弟兄姊妹，这是最叫神喜悦的事情。
This is something that really brings joy to God.
信心，所以能够得着那么多，是因为背后神预备好恩典。
We can have so much of faith is because God has prepared grace for us.
或者我们反过来说。
Or to say it conversely.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
We're saved by grace through faith.
要叫恩典在人身上显明出来。
so that grace can be manifested from men.
神有一个条件。
With one qualification.
不是你带你最好的礼物，你就可以得着这个。
It's not that you bring your best gift.
这个条件乃是你简单的相信神。
And his qualification is by your simple believing.
这叫做信心的原则。
This is the principle of faith.
像昨天下午我们弟兄讲到他那个经历。
Just like our brother said in his experience.
啊，他觉得很低沉，觉得神不喜悦他。
He thought he was very depressed and God didn't like him.
他就去读最启示亮光最高的一卷书以弗所书。
He read the book.
读完了还是不平安。
Still he did not have peace.
你我有没有这种经历的？我听到那个见证，我想我早期也有这些的经历，因为我对信心恩典的原则不清楚。
When I heard that, I thought to myself, that's how I was when I was young too.
我们拼命努力啊，要讨神的喜悦。
We try so hard to please God.
越努力越痛苦。
The more you try, the more painful.
到最后我们真的 give up 了。
And finally, just want to give up.
我们跟主说，主啊，到底我跟你之间出了什么问题？
So God, what is the problem between you and I?
主说没有出问题。
And God says there's nothing, no problem.
因为你太用力气了。
Because your problem is you try too hard.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只要简单的相信，这个已经是你的。
With just a very simple faith, you will know that it's already yours.
父神在基督里已经做成。
God already did everything in Christ Jesus for you.
弟兄姊妹，新造里面第四个原则最清楚的标记就是恩典。
The fourth principle in this new creation, so simple, is His grace.
将来到神的面前去，可能有的人非常荣耀，但是没有一个人敢自夸说我比别人。
One day in heaven, maybe a person can be very glorious, and yet none of us can boast.
所以我们今天在地上，如果你我有一点属灵的得着。
So today, if you and I have any kind of a spiritual gain.
保罗常常劝神的儿女。
Paul exhorts the
夸口的当什么？指着主夸口。
If we are to boast, we need to boast on him.
不要夸自己。
Not boasting ourselves.
如果你一夸自己，你就从恩典中坠落。
Once you boast yourself, you have fallen away from grace.
白白的得着，这个叫做恩典。
There's free grace.
什么是恩典呢？
What is grace?
我稍微和弟兄姊妹解释一下。
Let me explain a little bit more.
人用自己的努力，用自己的智慧、聪明。
When man uses his own effort, his own wisdom, his own intellect.
用自己的行为，都不可能得着的。
His own behaviors and mannerisms is worthless.
不仅自己这样努力得不着。
Only with our effort we cannot gain it.
而且根本不应该得着。
We should not even gain anything.
但是却因为相信神。
But because when we believe in God.
你什么都没有做，不花代价的。
You've done nothing.
你就得着。
No price.
这个叫做神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
用英文来讲，就是神的恩典没有 attached a string。
So we can say that there's no strings attached in His God's grace.
啊，神从来没有在背后啊，还给你有一个条件，啊，你欠我啊，下次你要还我。
There's no strings attached. You don't owe Him anything.
我们到主面前来，白白的得着的。
We come before God and we get it freely.
我们自己得不着，我们也不该得的。现在神借着我们相信他，他就赐给我们。
We don't have it. We don't deserve it. But because of a simple belief, we got it.
那这得着的呢，是神做成一切的预备。
And what we have received is all that He has prepared.
他供应给我们。
And He has supplied to us.
我们因着信就白白的领受，这个叫做恩典。
So by just simple believing, we just receive it freely.
那么神做这个预备，是他外面的恩典要给我们。
So this preparation is His outward grace that He has prepared.
它的源头是什么？
Where's the source?
是他里面的爱。
Is His love inside?
所以有人讲啊，这个恩典和爱啊，一个是里面的，一个是外面的。
So people say that this inward and outward, outward is the grace, inward is the love.
因为神爱我们。
Because of His love.
所以他就给我们恩典。
He gives grace.
而这个恩典是什么呢？把他的儿子赐给我们。
Giving us His son.
所以约翰到了晚年的时候讲到福音的时候，他说因为神那么爱世上的人。所以他就把他的独生爱子赐给。
Therefore, John said in his aged days, "For God so loved the world that He gave His Son."
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天地上人给我们的好处，他不一定爱你。
Today on earth, when we get benefits from man, it may not mean that He loves you.
反而可能是有很多的背后的动机和他的企图的。
there may be a lot of conditions involved.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神没有。
But for God, no.
每一次我们接受恩典，我们里面碰到什么？碰到神的爱。
Every time when we receive grace, what we meet is His love.
这就是加拉太书给我们看见的新造的特点。
This is a special characteristic we see in a new creation.
这个恩典在我们的身上带我们走过一生。
This grace will bring us through our whole life.
从我们未出母腹以前，他的恩典就已经在我们身上。
Before we come out from our mother's womb, this grace is prepared.
你知道吗？我们人生每一个遭遇都不是偶然的。
We know that all of our encounters are not in vain.
你为什么生在这个家，不生在那个家？
Why are you born from this family and not that family?
我小的时候就有这个问题。
When I was young, I had this question.
我有一个同学啊，他家有轿车的，那时候在台湾有轿车不得了的。
In Taiwan, when I was young, I had a classmate,
每天
and he has his own personal car.
那么每次下雨，放学回家，我就想，为什么不是生在他们家？
And every time when it's raining, we had to go home.
我还要淋雨回家。
I envied after my classmate. I wish I'm born out of his family.
他一放下，司机就把他送上车上，他就回家。
And every time he had to go home, his driver would pick him up and take him home.
我们常常为着自己人生的遭遇啊，我们埋怨，对不对？
Many times we complain about what we encounter.
啊，我们不平。
We compare. We feel it's unfair.
但是若是你信主，你发现，主啊，你为爱的缘故，把我这样摆在这里。
And because you believe in the Lord, you say, Lord, because of love, you place me in this situation.
这是你的恩典。
This is your grace.
你的生活的力量就完全不一样。
Then the strength in your life will be very different.
你经历的那个境界也完全不一样。
The realm that you experience will also be different.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的经历啊！
This is a very marvelous experience.
使徒保罗不认识基督以前呢，他活在我刚刚讲的第一种光景。
Before Paul came to the Lord, he was living in the first realm.
他觉得自己非常了不起。
He thought he was somebody important.
你看他什么都有。
He had everything.
他有罗马公民，这个生下来就是罗马公民。
He was born a Roman citizen.
而且呢，他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
什么意思呢？他住在以色列境外。
He was living out of the realm of Israel.
但是他父母亲呢，规定他在家里要讲希伯来话。
But then he had
这个叫做希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
That means that's the meaning of the Hebrew of Hebrews.
他从来没有失去过。这个做犹太人以色列人的那个 heritage.
He never lost the heritage of being a Jew.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们有很多移民到这里来华人的家庭的儿女就不懂中文了。
There are a lot of families here, immigrant families, and the children do not know Chinese.
那你的儿女就不是中国人所生的中国人了。
So your children will not be the Chinese children.
你的儿女是中国人生的美国人。
They are the American born out of the Chinese.
但是对于这个。保罗来讲呢，他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
That's Paul. He said I'm the Hebrew of Hebrews.
他有很多可以夸口的。
There's a lot of things about Paul that he could boast
about. 但是等他遇见基督以后
，But after he met Christ.
他发现这些对他来讲都不是以前的那个光彩和意义。
In the past, he saw no glory in this anymore.
主把他摆在那样的犹太教的文化熏陶的里面。
Even though he was in this Judaism for so many years.
摆在有罗马公民权那样的。一个好像自由自在的身份的里面
and he had the freedom of the Roman citizenship
而且他又学透了整个希腊的文化
and he learned all of the Greek culture
他知道那是要让他看见天与地的差别有多大
and that was just to allow him to see the difference between heaven and earth
他以前认为这些都是可以夸耀的值得追求的现在他遇见了基督他才知道那个荣耀那个广大是他以前从来没有碰见过的。
What he thought at first, the first one gave him so much glory, and now that he had met Christ, he realizes that the glory is something that he has never met before.
这个恩典是在未出母腹以前，神就认识并且安排好你我的一生。
And this grace is already given to him before he left his mother's womb.
所以我再不为着别人生了有汽车的家庭啊，我就心怀不平的。
So I no longer feel unfair when other people have chauffeurs.
今天我也不会为别人住在山上的大房子，我就 羡慕的不得了。
And also, I will not admire people who have a big house on a hill.
你不知道我在基督里享受的丰富，他看都没看过。
The abundance that we can experience in Christ, that person has never seen it.
弟兄姊妹们，
神
爱我们。
God loves us.
所以我们看见啊，在加拉太书里面有七节圣经讲到恩典。
So we can see there are seven verses in Galatians he speaks of grace.
第一处在第一章的第三节。
Galatians 1:3.
在这里保罗说，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里保罗心里面有一个很清楚的意念。
Here Paul had a very clear thought.
他讲的恩惠讲的平安不是人讲的。
The grace and peace that he speaks about is not from man.
因为这个恩惠除了从父神和主耶稣基督以外人得不着的。
This grace is only from God the Father and Son.
我们可以从人得着一点恩惠，对不对？
We can receive grace from man.
别人也可以给我们一点安慰，叫我们好像想感觉平安。
And man can give us some comfort so we can feel peace.
给我们一点保护，让我们觉得安全。
Some protection so we feel safe.
但是他讲的这个不一样。
But what is spoken here is different.
这个源头是从神来的。
The source of this comes from God.
是借着耶稣基督分赐在我们身上。
Through Jesus Christ imparting it into us.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们蒙恩得救哈，我们常常回去思想主的恩惠是什么。
After we're saved, we should go back and meditate more and more. What is His grace?
我们若是常常被主的恩典所满意的话。
If we are just totally filled up by His grace,
我刚刚讲到我们在地上的生活不一样。
Then our lives will be different.
所以我们也劝弟兄姊妹，你要花时间亲近主和父神。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to spend time to draw near to God the Father.
我们来聚会是高举基督，我们来亲近父神。
We come to the meeting to lift up Christ and to draw near to Him.
我们在聚会里面不要高举任何的人。
We're not here to uplift any man.
不仅不要高举那些有恩赐的工人。
Not only we are not to uplift those who are.
不要高举那些有爱心的弟兄姊妹。
Not to uplift those who have a lot of love.
甚至也不能高举我们的年轻人，我们的孩子。
We are not to uplift the young people or the children.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你唯有这样，你能够尝到父那里来的恩惠。
Because only that you can taste of the grace and mercy from God.
如果你得着从人来的恩惠，父神说我就不给你了。
If you receive that peace and grace from man, then God will not give it to you.
从父并我们的主耶稣基督临到你们。
From God and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ come to you.
第二个，在一章十五节。
1:15.
然而呢，把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神。
But when he who set me apart even from my mother's womb and called me through his grace was pleased.
保罗这是讲到他的蒙恩得救。
Paul here is speaking of his born again salvation.
他没有去找主耶稣。
He didn't go to look for Jesus.
他是去追捕信耶稣基督的人。
He was chasing after those who were believers.
他去捉拿那些走在这条路上的跟随耶稣的人。
He was chasing after those Christians who were following Christ.
结果那一天主耶稣却让他遇见。
And yet that day, he was met by the Lord Jesus.
过了相当的年日啊。
After a long period of time.
如果他是在主后57年写这一封书信。
If he wrote this book, 57 AD.
好，我们想呢，大概已经过了他得救了已经20年。
We guess probably he's been saved now for 20 years.
他回想他得救的时候。
As he recalled his days when he was first saved.
他遇见的是一个。大君王，像我们昨天唱的诗歌 Majesty.
He met the great king, just like the hymn we sang yesterday.
所以他倒下来了。
So he prostrated down.
今天我们一看见 Majesty, 我们还举手还站着，你站得住吗？
Today, if you really meet the king, can you stand up and?
你没有遇见过。
If you haven't met him.
你真的遇见，你一定倒下来了。
If you really met him, then you will fall down.
照理他应该充满了害怕的。
So supposedly we should be full of fear.
但是他思想的时候，他说：“
But、
我遇见了恩典。”
He said, "I met grace."
他施恩来召我。
Through grace, he came to call me.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的事情！
This is such wonderful thing.
所以我常常听见弟兄姊妹做他们蒙恩的见证。
Many times I hear people testify how they were saved.
好多弟兄姊妹有同样的感觉，他说哈， 我很稀奇主怎么救我，为什么救我。
A lot of them have the same thought. They wonder how God saved him.
他们说我信主啊，其实我很势利的。
This is, I'm actually very selfish.
我是想要利用主。
I wanted to use God.
结果主一点都不在乎被我利用，
but
他还救了我。
But he really didn't care, he still saved me.
你有没有听过这种见证？
Have you heard testimonies
like that? 我听过无数个。
So many testimonies.
有学问的，没有学问的，做生意的，不做生意的，都说主怎么这么有恩典呢？
The educated, the non-educated, those who are businessmen and non-businessmen, they all felt it's so gracious of the Lord.
保罗那一天遇见了天地万有的主，结果他没有死掉。
Paul met the God of heaven and earth, and yet he wasn't slaughtered.
你知道，如果过去的帝王啊，你抵挡他，他下什么令呢？格杀勿论，对不对？
In the past, if you meet an emperor and if you oppose him, you'll probably be killed.
Right away.
Right away.
At once, 就在那个地方。
On the spot.
但是呢，保罗那一天遇见了恩典。
And yet Paul met grace.
这个叫保罗啊，他反复的思想，这是怎样的一位主。
So that allowed Paul to think over and over again what kind of a God and Lord he is.
我自己在蒙恩得救的时候，我稀奇。
When I was saved, I also marveled too.
主怎么会来这样的救我呢？
How come God can save a person like me?
我曾经背叛到一个地步说，我不相信圣经是神的话。
In the past, I was so rebellious, I once said, I don't believe in God's word.
但是主救我，好像我从来没有顶撞冒犯过他。
As if I never said it.
这是何等样的恩典。
This is such grace.
这是每一个人从圣灵入门的起点。
This is the starting point of all of us who entered in the Spirit.
如果你信主啊，你觉得里面还有害怕。
If you believe in the Lord and you still have fear.
觉得我们的主啊，一碰到这个事情，是不是主来惩罚我了？我这个就做错什么了？
And you feel that, uh-oh, I'm being punished because maybe I did something wrong.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们还要重新听福音。
Maybe we need to hear the gospel once again.
我们还要重新入门一次。
We have to once again enter through the door.
因为你以前没有入门，你是爬墙进来的。
Because in the past you did not go through the door, you climb over the wall.
所以很多爬墙进来的人脸都是板着的。
So those who climb over the wall, you have a stone face.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求主怜悯我们。我们在聚会生活中，你看见很多人进来的时候板着脸的，但是恩典一碰见他，在聚会中他脸就圆了。
A lot of people that come into the meeting, at first they have a stone face, but once the Lord meets them, their face turns round.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为基督在里面向他施恩了。
Because the Lord inside, Christ inside will have mercy.
主既然这样让我们开始，
Once we start this way,
他一路都是要用恩典陪伴我们。
All the way he will accompany us by grace.
所以我们在读第六节。
Read verse 6.
他说，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。
I'm amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.
这个 by the grace of Christ 啊，在这个King James 的翻译，也是这个这个 Tyndale 的翻译啊。
In the phrase by the grace of Christ, the same way in King James
we were called,
and Tyndale.
他这样翻。We were called into the grace of Christ.
Tyndale's translation also with King James says we were called into the grace of Christ.
好，是的，主召我们是在恩典中，他不是在他的怒气中把我们拉进来，不是的。
Yes, in His grace He called us, not in His anger.
那么他召我们进来到什么地方呢？
He calls us to come into where?
这是这个 Tyndale 特别的看见了。
This is what Tyndale saw.
他说呢，主召我们呢进到一个境界，那个新造的境界就是基督的恩典。
He calls us into this new realm of Christ, and this realm is His grace.
我们知道保罗呢是先写了加拉太书。
We know that Paul first wrote Galatians.
大概在同年呢，他后来主圣灵感动他，他就写了罗马书。
And almost the same year, God moved him to write the book of Romans.
那么他写罗马书的时候，对救恩的描写就更详细、更完全。
So by the time he wrote the book of Romans, his description of grace is more detailed and more perfect.
他在罗马书第五章第二节就讲到。
In Romans 5:2, he says.
他说他先讲到我们因信的在基督里得以与神和好了。
He says we have obtained one with Christ in His grace.
We were reconciled with God by in Christ by faith. 然后呢，他在说，我们也因信基督得以站在现在所站的恩典里面。
And then he says, in His grace we can stand.
所以告诉我们说，我们得救以后进到一个境界，这个境界的标记是什么呢？就是基督的恩典。
Meaning that once we are saved, we enter into this new realm, and the sign of this new realm is that we stand in grace.
我盼望我能够把我里面的意念呢传递的清楚。
I hope I can say this clearly.
我在二十多岁的时候，有一天主忽然在那一节圣经开我的眼睛。
When I was in my 20s, the Lord Jesus suddenly opened my eyes.
哎呀，我就快乐的不得了。
I was so happy.
为什么呢？因为我自己蒙恩得救，我常常讲啊，主啊，我这个人是没盼望的。
Because at first I felt I was hopeless.
因为呢，我跟我同年龄比起来，他们爱主都跑在我前面。
Because those that are around my same age, they really love me and they walk ahead of me.
啊，我常常觉得呢，我还很爱我自己。
And many times I feel that I still love myself.
而且我非常保留自己。
And I really want to reserve myself.
而且我非常的坚持自己。
As well as insist myself.
所以你问我妻子就知道，她以前用一个非常温和的词来描写我。
You can ask my wife. She describes in a very gentle way.
她说我很 weird.
I make a comment that he's very weird.
我们结婚那个前三十年呢，他常常说 "You are so weird."
The first 30 years, I say he is so weird.
现在他比较不这么说了，可能恩典在我身上有一点果效了。
Now she doesn't say it as much. Maybe I have more grace now.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，其实我们每个人得救，我们天性都差不多的。
Actually, when we're all first saved, our nature is just about the same.
我常常看见教会里面走在前面那些成熟的基督徒。我说我哪年哪月哪日才可能到他们那个地步呢？
We see those brothers and sisters who are ahead of us, and we think to ourselves, when am I ever going to be where they are?
这就是我蒙恩得救的时候，我心里面一方面感恩，但是另外一方面就叹息说，这我们中文讲望洋兴叹，前面太大了，我这个人怎么可能？
So at first I was safe, I was very gracious and thankful, but still I felt that, wow, I'll never get there.
但是那一天，主让我开我的眼睛。
But that day when God opened my eyes,
他说我们因信基督得以站在现在所站立的恩典中。
Because of our belief in Christ today, we can stand in grace.
这个恩典是为着神的目的的。
This grace is prepared for His purpose.
你想到神的目的，你就感觉自己渺小，对不对？
Once you think of God's purpose, you feel so you're so very minute.
我们就感觉主啊，我怎么可能呢？
And you think to yourself, God, how can that ever be possible?
你去读盖恩夫人的传记，我怎么可能像盖恩夫人？
You read the biography of Madame Guyon, how can that be possible?
你去读尼托森弟兄的传记，我怎么可能像他呢？
Or the biography of Watchman Nee, you thought, wow.
我没希望了，我对自己打分数，跟主说我没希望了。
And then you grade yourself and say, no, I am hopeless.
结果那一天呢，主用这句话给我看见我大有盼望。
And that day, the Lord allowed me to see from this verse that I have a lot of hope.
为什么呢？我是站在恩典的里面。
Because I'm standing on His grace.
我用一个很不恰当的比方哈。
Let me give you a very inappropriate
example. 我读初中的时候，我们家住在乡下。
When I was in middle school, we are out in the countryside.
我每天早上都要坐火车到城里面去上学。
Every morning, I had to take a train to go to the city.
那是一段很痛苦的日子。
Those were painful days.
因为小孩子都喜欢晚睡。晚起。
Because as a child, I like to sleep late and get up late.
坐火车呢，我记得我那一班车是7:08。
And I remember the train leaves at 7:08.
那我6:30就要起床，我走去火车站呢，就走20分钟。
I need to get up by 6:30 because.
所以赶得要命。
20 minutes to walk to the train.
但是我这一赶呢，整个人醒过来了。
And because I had to rush to the train, I wake up.
那么上车呢，我喜欢逛车厢，我不喜欢坐下来。
So when I get on the train, I like to walk back and forth. I don't like to sit still.
我上第一节，我们要往北上哈，我就坐第一节，然后往南边走，就是往车尾走。
So I get onto the first cart on the train, and then the train had to go north, and yet I like to walk south.
好， 就是往车的尾巴走，
就 toward the end
反方向走
the tail of the train.
只要我不从车上掉下来，我到不到得了目的呢？到不到得了？我每天都按时上学，都到得了。
I can still get to my school.
这就是我们信主以后我们的描写。
This is a description of our journey as we receive the Lord.
我们常常明白主的旨意，但是我违反主的旨意走。
Many times we understand His will, but we go against His will.
你想说主啊，我又失败了。
He said, "Oh Lord, I failed."
我哪一年哪一月日能够到你达恩典带我去的目的呢
？When can I ever get to the point where your grace wants to bring me?
但是恩典就像火车一样，就把你拉到那里去。
But this grace is like a train; it will drag, it will take you.
你虽然是在最后一节车厢下车，你还是到了那个目的，只不过是最后一名就是了。
Even though you get up in the last train, you still get there.
我感谢赞美我的主。
I thank the Lord.
主就这样带我到了今天。
That's how the Lord brought me to.
我盼望这可以给弟兄姊妹一点的鼓舞。
I hope this will bring you something.
你不要觉得你自己很不行呢。
Don't say that you really is too difficult.
你也不守真理，你也不爱主，你又爱世界。
You don't hold on to the truth. You still love the world.
是不是？我们常常就为了这些属灵知识就定罪自己。
And because of the spiritual knowledge, you condemn yourself.
哎，撒旦一看你定罪自己，他高兴的不得了，他说你就是这个样子。
And so when Satan sees,
你没希望了。
Yourself, Satan says, "Yes, that's how you are. You are hopeless."
弟兄姊妹们。但是主说你有希望。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord says you still have hope.
你因信站在这个恩典中。
Through faith, you stand in this grace.
我在讲恩典是有目的的。
Again, grace is purposeful.
而且是一个荣耀的目的。
And it's a glorious purpose.
叫我们每一个人都像基督。
So that all of us will be like Christ.
磨成他的形象。
Will be.Turn and transformed into his image.
因着这个目的，所以恩典在我们身上就有责任。
Because of this purpose, grace will have a responsibility on us.
所以，在加拉太书第四章第二十四节里面，
so Galatians
二十七、二十八节
，27-28.
啊，我读一下给大家听。你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Actually, it's 3:27.
哦，对，第三章，对不起，我 quote 错了。
3:27-28. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.There is neither Jew nor Greek, nor neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以这个恩典的要求是什么呢？是我们借着恩典受浸归入基督，我们就披戴基督。
So what is the requirement of grace? And that is through His grace we are baptized into Christ, and now we can be clothed with Christ.
对不起，这个披戴基督不仅仅是为着我们个人。
Being clothed ourselves with Christ is not just for individual needs.
更是为着教会，为着神的家的。
It's for His church, His house.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常一讲恩典呢，我们就觉得呢，我自由了。
A lot of times when we mention the word grace, we think of freedom.
啊，我们就放松了。
We let loose ourselves.
我最近读到一个主的仆人，他做一个比方。
Recently, I heard of an example from a.
他说教会传福音呢，好像一个人呢办一个慈善事业一样。
The sharing of the gospel in the church is like a person doing a charitable work.
他一个大的空房子。
He has an empty.
然后他把所有这个人的需要的东西啊，放在一个桌子上面，摆在门口。
Then he places all the things that we need on the table by the front door.
啊，这就是或者是食物，人
or food,
需要就可以来吃。
All the food that we need that he places on the table by the front door.
吃完以后呢
，you can come and eat it.
吃完以后呢，可以邀请你到这房子里面来聚会。
When you're done eating, you can come inside and meet.
今天很多人认为恩典就是我吃饱了我就进来。那么有的人呢背着背包，有的人呢三天没有洗澡，各式各样的东西都进到教会里面来。
So people nowadays feel that grace is okay. After I'm fed, I can come in. So some people may have not shower for 3 days, or you may have different situations. You still can come in.
所以教会里面各种气味都有。
So you have different odors.
各种做法都有。
You have different ways of doing.
啊，所以保罗在这里讲到，那个时候有的人是犹太人，他就把犹太教带进来了。
So here Paul says they may be a Jew, so people will bring Jewish things into the place.
有的人是希腊人, 他就把希腊神话带进来了。
And people will bring all of the things of Greek.
希腊人不仅神话, 还有很多放纵的思想, 还有很多的这个, 还有很多他们的这些, 哲学。
And Greek will have different ways of thinking as well as philosophies and idols into the church.
那么有的人是老板的, 他到教会里面, 他就像老板一样。
And those who are like a boss, they will bring things attitude like a boss.
总是命令别人的,
always telling people what to do.
弟兄姊妹们, 有的人是做奴隶的, 他在教会里面呢, 就把这个做奴隶的样子也带进来。
Some people may be slaves and they come in with the form of a slave.
或男或女, 各式各样,
male or female, all
different types. 你说那是不是神的家呢?
Is that house of God?
弟兄们,
that is not.
我举一个例子,
for example,
当福音传到中国,
when the gospel was preaching to China,
我们知道罗马天主教跟英国欧洲那边美洲信基督的宣教士差不多是同时代到中国。
At the same time, the missionaries from the Roman Catholic Church as well as other areas all went to China at the same time.
但是呢, 这个信耶稣基督的宣教士他们都在民间传福音。
But those missionaries that believe in Jesus, they went among the citizens.
但是天主教来传福音的他们是属于这个罗耀拉会的就是都是学者他们到中国的宫廷里面传福音。
And so people from the Catholic Church, they will share the gospel among the people in the palaces.
他一进到宫廷里面了他要传福音说要这个皇帝你要下来有一位真神做你的主。
So when they go into the palace, they tell the king to come down because there's another king that's higher than you are.
这个 emperor 听了不太高兴。
When the emperor hears it, he was not happy.
他又想要长命。
And he wanted to have long life.
他就说了,我们有一个问题。 我们中国人是敬天祭祖的。
For the Chinese, we want to celebrate or worship the heaven.
And our ancestors.
Or our ancestors.
如果你让我们敬天祭祖, 让我做天子, 那么我们可以信耶稣。
If you allow me to do this and I can be a son of the ancestors, then I can allow you to come in.
他们传福音的就说可以。
So the missionary says, yes, go ahead.
弟兄姊妹,你说那个人会得救吗?
Can that person really be saved?
今天你愿意在那样的聚会的里面吗?
Are you willing to be in that kind of a gathering?
我们今天说是把世界的做法,人的好意带进教会里面来,那就不是基督了。
If we want to bring in the well wishes of men into the church, then that is not Christ.
所以这里说, 保罗告诉我们, 你在恩典中, 你受尽了, 你要脱下你的旧人, 披戴基督。
And Paul says that in Christ, you have, in faith, you need to come in and you want to put on Christ.
你知道中国人为什么拜祖先呢?
Why is it that the Chinese want to worship ancestors?
这是我的猜想哈,
可能不对, maybe wrong.
所以错误请你容忍。
So if I'm wrong, please forgive me.
拜祖先是先为爸爸做生日开始的。
To worship our ancestors, we start by celebrating,
做生日就,
celebrating our parents' birthday.
做生日就是要人注意自己。
To have a
纪念自己,
celebration is to have people remember us.
等到过世了以后, 我们再记他。
So after he passes on, we want to remember him.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个东西不能带进教会的。
This kind of things cannot be brought into the church.
你带进教会, 你就没有披戴基督, 你就从恩典中坠落了。
When we bring this into the church, then we have not clothed Christ, we have fallen from grace.
我们爱父亲, 你在家里孝敬他。
You love your father, and then you show your respect to
亲,
him at home.
亲人们在一起, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们有一个生日的宴会, 可以。
It's okay to have a birthday party at home, and you, your friends and your relatives can celebrate.
但是神的家里面不能有这个东西。
But not in God's house.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们不能奉主耶稣的名来唱生日快乐的歌，不能这样。
We cannot sing happy birthday in the name of Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 这是胆子很大。
Then this is very bold, this is very brave.
在旧约时代, 会幕, 你知道, 祭司亚伦地位多崇高啊。
You know, in the Old Testament time, in the tabernacle, Aaron,
他是大祭司,
Aaron is the high priest.
有没有一天他说呢, 明天是我生日, 我们到会幕里面来献个生日祭呢。
Can Aaron say, tomorrow is my birthday,
you
come and celebrate my birthday in the temple?
弟兄姊妹, 这个是需要恩典, 主让我们看见。
This needs His grace for us to see this.
不是我们要与人过不去啊。
It's not that we have problems with others.
而是你心里面爱主，尊重主过于这些人的人情。
But then we want to love God and want to honor God more than man's friendship.
所以恩典呢，有一个责任。
So grace has a responsibility.
恩典的责任就是遵行真理。
And that is to follow the truth.
保罗因为看见了这个责任。
Because Paul sees this responsibility.
所以当彼得起来装甲的时候，他看他所行的跟福音的真理不合。
So when he saw Peter showing hypocrisy and being opposing the truth.
我们看见保罗就站起来尽这个责任。
We know that immediately Paul stood up and took up his responsibility to oppose Peter.
当面抵挡他。
Oppose it to his face.
弟兄姊妹，这不是跟彼得过不去。
It's not that he was not being a good friend with Peter.
保罗真是爱彼得。
Paul loved Peter.
他保护彼得，免得在神面前将来受亏损。
He protected Peter so that one day he will not lose his place in the judgment.
弟兄姊妹，我们要天天彼此相劝。
We need to exalt one another
every day. 不要从恩典中坠落。
Not to fall down from grace.
你知道保罗在这个点上，他知道他蒙召进入了恩典。
We know that Paul was blessed and he was able to enter into grace.
而且借着这个恩典，显出他这个人被改变了。
Through this grace, he was able to show that he has been changed.
所以到第二章第九节
，Chapter 2 verse 9，
他说：“又知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就像我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去。
”And recognizing the grace that had been given to me, James and Cephas and John, who were reputed to be pillars. Gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we might go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised.
我想这一段呢是保罗蒙恩得救以后十四年之后。
This happened 14 years after he was saved.
我们看见保罗成为一个何等不一样的人。
Paul became a very different person.
甚至连那些跟他交通的使徒们都认出他的不同来。
Even those apostles who had fellowship with him saw his difference.
而这个不同啊。他们认出来是因为神所赐给他的恩典。
This difference is because recognizing the grace given to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们一个人所以能够改变。
The reason that we can change.
是因为恩典在我们里面做工。
It's because the work of grace.
英国的斯百克弟兄，他讲到恩典的时候。
Brother Sparks from England, when he spoke on grace,
他说恩典在我们身上有两种力量。
There are two kinds of strength that grace has inside of us.
一个力量是推动我们向着神的旨意而去。
One is to push us toward God's will.
另外一个力量，这个力量是把我们的旧人呢炸开来。
On the other strength is to have this dynamic power that explode open our old man.
像我们弟兄第一天晚上讲到，你遇见神的时候啊，会把你这个人炸开来。
Just like our brother said the first night, once you meet the Lord, he has an explosive power.
弟兄姊妹，这个是很奇妙的。
This is so amazing.
你不需要去讲给别人听。
You don't have to say it.
若是恩典在你身上做工，别人会认出来，神赐给你恩典。
If grace is working in you, other people can recognize it.
我们不需要做广告的。
You don't need to advertise.
弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗他身上显出来。所以连这个称为教会柱石，第一个他就讲到雅各，那个最喜欢守律法的人。
So when he talked about those who are very reputed in the church, immediately he mentioned of James.
都认出来了，你这个改变不是你因为法利赛人的热心了。
They recognize that your zealousness is not because you're a Pharisee.
是因为恩典把你炸开了。
But because grace had given this dynamic power.
好，我们再读下去。
Let's go on.
第五个，在二章二十一节。
Chapter 2:21.
他说：“我不废掉神的恩。
”I do not nullify the grace of God.
义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly.
这是保罗讲到他自己，他蒙恩之后，他感恩了。
Here he is very thankful for the grace he received?
他怎么感恩呢？
How was he thankful?
他就有一个持守真理的态度和生活。
He had the attitude to hold on to the truth.
他说我不废掉神的恩。
I do not nullify the grace.
我不因着人情世故、传统习俗和潮流。
Not because of human affections or the trend or the ways of this world.
或者人的议论。
Or even the opinions of men.
就把神的恩典放在一边，去顾人情去。
I will put God's grace aside and care for human things.
我们曾经讲过，如果那一天保罗顾到他跟彼得的情面。
I already said that if Peter cared for his friendship with Peter.
今天你我都不会得救。
Then today you and I will not be saved.
没有福音的真理。
There'll be no truth of the gospel.
这就是保罗他知恩感恩的一个表现。
This is the expression of Paul understanding grace and showing thankfulness to his grace.
持守真理不是跟别人做对。
As we hold on to the truth, it's not that you want to purposely
oppose
another person.
很可惜，我们看见好多时候神的儿女们，他认为他在持守真理，其实他在跟别人做对。
Very sadly, some people they appear to be holding on the truth, and yet they oppose another person.
一个持守真理的人，他的心是非常的柔和的，因为他是感恩的心，他才持守。
A person who is holding on steadfastly to the truth is that inside his heart is very thankful.
所以你我守不住啊，是因为我们不够认识恩典，不够感恩啊。
And the reason that we cannot hold on to a steadfast is because we are not thankful enough or have enough grace.
保罗真是认识基督为他死的那个恩典多大。
Paul really knows the immensity of his grace.
所以他一刻都不敢把他放在一边忘记他。
He dare not put grace aside and forget about it.
碰到教会事务的时候，连一条缝都不会向着人情世故打开了。
He will not open up any little crack just for the sake of human friendship.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们活在恩典里面该有的态度。
Brothers and sisters, this is the attitude we should have as we live in grace.
所以保罗在一开头是讲，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？
So that's why right in the beginning he says, do I have favor to man or favor to God?
我是要讨神的喜欢呢，还是要讨人的喜欢呢？
Should I find favor for God or man?
一个活在神真的恩典中的人。是讨神喜欢的人，是叫得神心的人。
A person who really lives in God's grace is that we want to please God.
五章四节。
5:4.
在这里，保罗讲到加拉太弟兄姊妹的危机。
Here Paul is talking about the crisis of the Galatians people.
你们是要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
You have been severed from Christ. You who are seeking to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace.
我们很可能啊，信主很好，但是有一天我们跟恩典隔绝。
It could be very possible that we have been a believer for a long time, and one day we may be fallen from grace.
我们要准确的来认识真理。
We need to accurately understand and know the truth.
更需要准确的来运用真理。
And more accurately, we need to how to make use and exercise grace.
我们依靠律法，依靠行为，就落进宗教的里面，立刻是属灵的黑暗和死亡。
As we go according to the law and our works, and immediately we go into spiritual death.
所以我们要谨慎防备。
So we must be very, very careful.
那时候加拉太有些弟兄姊妹，一看这些耶路撒冷来的犹太弟兄们很体面。
And as soon as the people saw these brothers from Jerusalem,
他们就说好吧好吧，我们也一起受割礼。
And they said, okay, let's go ahead and do circumcision together.
以后我们吃饭呢，也像犹太人一样要洗手，要做各样的礼仪。
And from now on, we like to do all of the things that the Jewish customs say.
保罗在十二节五章十二节里面说，恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己割绝了。
And Paul said in a very strong way, with that those who are troubling you would even mutilate themselves.
你知道割绝什么意思吗？
You know what does that mean?
就从恩典中坠落，跟基督无份无关。
And that means fallen from grace have nothing to do with Christ.
我要讲一个例子。
I need to share an example.
好，我绝对没有批评论断的意念。
I don't mean to criticize.
这是我从时代周刊上面看见的。
I saw this from Time Magazine.
你知道在二十世纪有一个很有名。行善的一个修女。
We know there's a very famous, reputable
她拿过诺贝尔和平奖。
A Catholic sister in the 20th century, she received the Nobel Prize.
大家都知道，就是 Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
她是一个敬虔爱神的神的儿女。
She was a very very pious child of God.
但是在她大概快要五十岁的时候
，When she was in her 50 years old,
她向神有一个祷告。
She had a prayer to God.
她说：“主啊，我要爱你啊，在以前，在以后。”都不会有世界上任何一个人像我这样爱你。
She said, "I want to love you to the point that nobody before, now, or after me it can love you."
而且我要从行为中表现出来。
And I will show you with my behavior.
她就去了印度。
She went to India.
我们知道她在那里办了一个很大的慈善事业，感动了非常多的人。
She did a lot of charitable work in India and moved many people.
她是一个很诚实的人。
She was a very honest person.
他常常写他自己属灵内心的日记。
She would write her a Christian or spiritual memoirs.
Journey.
A journal.
他把他的这个 journey 呢，有一次寄给他的这个 mentor。你知道天主教他们是有 mentor。
So one time she sent her spiritual journal to her mentor.
后来那个 bishop 把他发表了一段。
And then later on, this bishop publicized what she wrote.
他自己深处有一个很深的呼喊，他说：“主啊，为什么从我祷告了那个祷告，我实行了那个祷告以后，我就一片黑暗？”
She said, "Lord, why is it that as soon as I prayed that prayer when I was in fifties, and I started to express out what I said, I was in spiritual darkness?"
他说：“一直 pitch dark.
It was pitch dark.
你的同在不见了
，Your presence went away.
一点都摸不到了。”
I could not touch it anymore.
我越发的去爱，越发牺牲自己，越黑暗。
The more I tried to show love, the more I sacrificed myself, the more darkness I felt.
我读到那一篇啊，我心里深深的受警惕。
When I read that, I was really deeply reminded.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们要胜过这个不容易啊。
It's not easy for us to overcome this.
这个是己在我们里面出来。
This is ourself coming out of us.
己里面有善良的一面。
In ourselves, we have the side of kindness.
讨神喜悦的一面。
The side that we try very hard to please Him.
那个东西出来了，是非常厉害的宗教。
When that comes out, it is a very severe kind of a religion.
那个会叫你得大名声的。
It can even bring you great fame.
那个会叫你得人的敬爱的。
And even the love of men.
弟兄姊妹，那背后是什么呢？就是社会学里面叫做的人文主义 humanism。
And yet behind this is what the sociologists call today humanism.
就是己成为教会，成为我追求的中心。
That is when the self becomes the center of our pursuit or the center of our church.
弟兄姊妹，我们一切的，无论是教会、个人的生活、侍奉，要以基督为中心。
Of all things, whether it's church or individual or personal or family, Christ must be the center.
每一个弟兄姊妹心中都必须要有这把尺。
Each brother and sister should have this measuring rod in our hearts.
如果负责的弟兄姊妹失职了，我们需要自己会衡量。
If the responsible brothers and sisters lost our responsibility, we need to measure ourselves.
我们要提醒彼此提醒。
We need to remind each other.
这个才能保守我们。不从恩典中坠落下去。
This will preserve us not to fall from grace.
你知道，你一做这些，你就跟基督的恩典隔绝了，
because,
隔绝了。
Because once you do these things, you'll be severed from Christ.
弟兄姊妹，愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
最后在六章十八节。
Finally, 6:18.
弟兄们，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。阿门。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen.
我们的中文翻成藏在你们心里，原来说藏在你们里面。
The Chinese says grace be always in you.
啊，或者这样子啊，英文、有一个版本说 ，The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in your spirit.
The other translation is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be in your spirit.
所以我们呢？要活在恩典中，要非常注意自己灵里面的光景。
So if we're to live by grace, we need to be very watchful of this condition of our spirit.
主耶稣的恩典不是先显在外面的事物上面、人情上面。
Because the grace of the Lord is not just outwardly in the issues of men.
它乃是在我们的灵里面成为那个运行的力量。
But rather in our spirit. the very energy for which it works.
弟兄姊妹，我们要跟随主往前，需要力量，对不对？
When we follow the Lord, we need to have the strength to go forward.
主耶稣的恩典就好像是那个油一样，那个 fuel 一样，它加在我们里面，你就过恩典的生活。
His grace is like the fuel or oil inside, motivating us on.
我们常常认为恩典是一个外面的事情而已。
A lot of times we imagine grace is something of an outward thing.
弟兄姊妹，不是的。
No.
恩典呢，是一个属灵动力的泉源。
Grace is the very source or fountain of the spiritual motivating power.
我们能不能持守真理？你里面需要力量，对不对？
If we need to hold on to the truth, we need to have the strength inside.
做好人容易呢，还是持守真理容易呢？
Is it easy to be a good guy or is it to be、
啊、
to hold on to the truth?
做好人不需要力量的，软趴趴的就是好人了，对不对？
You don't need to have any strength to be a good guy. You can just be wobbly. You can still be a good guy.
但是你里面有恩典，你就能持守真理了。
But if you have grace inside, then you can hold on to the truth.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，愿主的恩典常与我们的灵同在。
Brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be in your spirit.
当我们这样持守活在主里面的时候。
If we hold steadfast in the Lord this way,
新造在我们身上显出来有几个标志特征的。
What are these special characteristics?
我把它简单的讲一下。第一个
First,
我们成为一个蒙恩的人。
We become a blessed person.
一个蒙恩的人是一个柔和的人。
A person with grace, a very soft person.
第二个
Second,
我们是在基督里自由的人。
In Christ, we become free.
再不受偶像世界罪的权势的捆绑。
No longer under the control of idols or sin of the world.
第三个
Third,
我们是活在父神爱中做儿子的人。
We live in the love of our God the Father and we are his sons.
第四个
Fourth,
我们成为一个跟随圣灵而行属灵的人。
We become a spiritual person following after the leading of the Holy Spirit.
第五个
Fifth,
我们能够成为一个施恩典的人。
We become a person that can give grace.
好，弟兄姊妹，要是教会大家都是有恩典的人呢，这个聚会就满了主的同在。
If this gathering of people have people full of God's grace, then we have a lot of God's presence.
最后我要谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Finally, I thank you all.
我有一点咳嗽呢，我拿到了五种不同的咳嗽糖。
From my coughing, I got five different kinds of medication.
这个给我很大的帮助。
This really helped me a lot.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你实在是满了恩典的主。
You certainly are full of grace.
我们第一次遇见你，我们就是遇见了恩典。
The first time we met you, we met grace.
我们每天活在你里面，就活在你的恩典中。
Every day when we live in you, we live in grace.
主，愿我们不辜负你的恩典。
Help us not to waste your grace.
让我们在你的恩典中不坠落。
So that in your grace we will not fall under.
让我们不离弃你的恩典。
And not forsake your grace.
直到有一天我们被恩典满意。
Until one day when we are filled up with your grace.
叫你的家，叫我们周围的人也蒙恩。
May your house and the people around us be blessed.
让你的心和父的心得到满足和喜悦。
May your heart and the heart of the Father be pleased.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.